السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. لسيد دروش شريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to اللہ تبارک و تعالی. And salutations descend upon نبی companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Allah Pak has given us the wealth of iman. Allah Pak keep us with iman. Die with iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. May this iman be our entry into Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. The Mubarak occasion of Hajj, we have just completed the Ayyamul Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. Approximately 2 million people perform the Hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it on the behalf of the entire ummah, inshaAllah. All the ibadat, the du'as, the zikr, the tilawat, the tawaf, may it be sadaqa jariya, inshaAllah. A sahabi radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, I intend going for Hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him du'a, zawwadakallahu taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you understanding of taqwa, Allah consciousness, on your journey of Hajj. وَكَفَاكَ الْخَيْرِ, and Allah bring goodness in your journey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that Allah be pleased with your humble efforts. When the Sahabi performed the righteous rituals of Hajj and return, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ, may Allah accept your Hajj. وَغَفَرَ لِذَنْبِكَ, and Allah forgive all your sins. وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ, and He give you full recompense for all the provisions, whatever you spent on. And every cent you will be rewarded, 100,000-fold, whatever Allah wills. What lesson do we take? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides us to the straight path. Deenan qiyaman millata Ibrahim. We are following in the millat and the footsteps of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Whether it is Hajj, whether it is Qurbani, the muqaddas maqamat of Masjid al-Aqsa, of Haramain Sharifain, relationship with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. So understand from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, then, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. For a believer all the time, whether it is our daily salah in jama'at, whether it is the rituals of hajj, whether it is qurbani, our living and dying is only for Allah. That is why the Mubarak occasions, the year goes very fast. Muharram will commence. And now we're seeing the end of Dhul Hijjah very soon. So the year will complete. Muharram will come. Mubarak days of Ramadan will come. Nights will come. Auspicious occasion will come. Whether we are here or not here, what preparation have we done for the life of the hereafter? So three parts to this short Jummah discourse today. One is about the returning Haji. He returns from a blessed land and journey. He was chosen as the deputation of Allah by Allah's choice. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah has chosen us to be the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are fortunate from the millions of Muslims. Allah chooses once in a life to present himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Tayyiba, and then Makkatul Mukarramah and the plains of Arafah. Allah Pak, take us all for Hajj and Umrah. Have the niyat, inshallah. It is not the money, it is not the passport, it is not Sahuk or anybody. It is the call of Labbaik. When in Alim Arwah, our soul said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, the number of times Allah calls us for Hajj and Umrah. But the most important thing is the qubuliyat that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the change of that haji when he returns from those Mubarak lands. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, when a person returns from Medina Sharif, what does he bring? What is the maal of Medina Sharif? The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the azmat of the Mubarak places. And he comes with the love of Rasulullah, the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he goes to Makkatul Mukarramah, what does he come with? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to see Baytullah, but did he recognize the Rabbul Bayt? Hazrat Shibli Nahmani rahmatullah alayhi asked a person when he went for Hajj, you made niyat. He said, yes, I went to, it's a long story, but to make it short to us to understand. He said, yes, I made niyat of Hajj. He said, did you do certain things? He said, I didn't do that. What was your niyat when you left home? I'm going to see the house of Allah. He said, did you go to meet Allah, who's Rabbul Bayt, who's the Lord of the worlds? That is why Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatul Alayhi mentioned some time back that Ka'batullah is such, inna awwala bayti wudi'a linnas. For the guidance of mankind, ummat is ukhrijat lin nas. We have been given the responsibility after being chosen as millat abikum Ibrahim, that this millat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this ummat is given the responsibility, and we are ukhrijat lin nas for the guidance of other people, ourselves, our family, and our neighbors, and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is hudan linnas, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kafatan linnas. Brothers in Islam, Hajj, we have heard many talks, but when a Haji returns, the message of Arafah, standing on the plains of Arafah in the state of Ihram, we all reminisce. We heard the khutbah of Arafah, we heard the radio announcements, we read about it. But how much did we reflect on the Mount Arafah sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one and only Hajj performed by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with glorious 124,000 Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. What must have been the atmosphere and the acceptance of those du'as at the Mubarak places? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taraktu feekum amrain, I leave behind two things. لَنْ تَظِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I leave behind two things, the kitab of Allah, the constitution of humanity, of life, for the guidance of mankind, and my beautiful teachings. The Mufti of Saudi Arabia mentioned in his khutbah as well, in Arafat he gave the khutbah. Every year for the past 15 years, this Mufti was blind, Sheikh Ali Sheikh gives the khutbah. He mentions, hold fast to the rope of Allah, the Quran Kareem. Come back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do not bring deviations in the ummah. Have unity of the ummah. Allah Pak calls us to the house of Allah five times daily for salat. This is unity and jama'ah. Then Allah brings the month of Ramadan for itikaf in the masjid to share and care for the ummah. Allah gives us the chance to share with zakat. Allah gives us the occasion of Jumu'ah. Allah gives us the occasion of Eidain, the two Eids. Then once a year, this occasion of Hajj, whether we'll be alive to see the next Hajj, only Allah knows. But what did this Haji come back from the plains of Arafat with? He cried for the ummah. Allah accept the dua of the Hujjaj. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, I was present on the plains of Arafah when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the long khutbah. He said, take care of the needy, the orphans, the widows, guard your salah. So many lessons he gave us. But the most important lesson he says, besides the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for the haji, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa la man istaghfar lahu al hajj. O Allah, forgive the haji and for whom the haji makes dua ya maghfirat. Allahumma ashhad, he made a dua. He made Allah a witness on the Mubarak occasion of Arafat. And he said to the hujjaj, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, did I convey the message of Allah to you? Ala hal qad ballaghta? What did the sahaba reply? قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Definitely you have made us recognize who our Allah is. Take a lesson, brothers. Keep the company of those who have recognized Allah, then you'll get the ma'rifat of Allah. May Allah make us amongst those. And not only you conveyed the message, you have shown to us what is our responsibility on earth? The worship of Allah, the obedience of Allah, submission to the will of Allah, and promoting this deen of Allah till our last moment. The Sahaba did not sit after the Arafat sermon. He gave this amanat to the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, ajma'een. And he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مِنْكُمُ الشَّاهِدَ الْغَائِبُ. That when you get up from Arafat, when you are going to the various countries, take the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the commentators say only about 10 to 15,000 sahabas graves in Saudi Arabia, others are throughout the world. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So on this, a tabi'i, Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala, went for Hajj several times. Once he performed Hajj, sitting by the Kaaba, he had a catnap, short sleep. And in the dream, he is informed by two angels that no one's Hajj is accepted. How many thousand people came? 600,000 people came for Hajj that year. No one's Hajj is accepted. But one person who was not even present here, because of him, Allah has accepted the Hajj of others. Brothers, take a lesson. We have performed our Hajj, alhamdulillah, so many of us. Allah take us repeatedly. But think about somebody who hasn't seen the Kaaba. Make dua and make the means if we have. Send somebody to go for Hajj. Hajj is not farz for everybody, only those who have the means. He's shown in the dream, the two angels are talking. Nobody's Hajj is accepted. But there is a person who's a blacksmith in a certain place near Syria. Very poor person. He saved up his life savings. Go and greet him because of some amal of his. Allah has accepted the Hajj of the 600,000. He leaves the Haramain Sharifain. And he takes this ardent journey towards Syria. Many Abdal, many pious people, Sahaba's graves. Allah Ta'ala unite the hearts of the Ummah, alleviate the pain and the sorrows of the Ummah, especially in Syria, in Egypt and Palestine and other countries of Afghanistan. And he looks for this person. He finds him. And he asked him, you were supposed to be present on the plains of Arafat. There's something that you did because of whom? The angels are talking about your act. What is it you have done? He said, few days before I left for Hajj, my provisions I provided for so many years I saved up. I'm an ordinary blacksmith. Doing a little work, earning halal rozi. I perform all my salat. I read daily tilawat. Nothing much. This is a tabi'i asking him questions. And also I had the desire to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to him in the dream, I am waiting for you. Whole life savings, imagine, haven't been to Madinah Sharif. And he said, one day when I came out, I heard crying from a neighborhood house. And children were crying, no food. And I inquired what had happened. They said they took a donkey. They cut it up and they are eating it. He said, no, it is haram to eat this. Ya Allah, I won't go for Hajj. I will give my savings to save an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from haram. And he gave his life savings of Hajj to this poor family, needy widow and whatever the children were, requirements were. And on that ajr, Allah accepted the Hajj of 600,000. Abdullah ibn Mubarak began to cry. His name was Abdullah ibn Muwaffaq. The story is written in Karamatul Awliya. Beautiful, touching story. How much are we feeling the pain? The other day we heard in the news that the brothers and sisters in Syria are going now. The fatwa is given that they can eat cats and dogs and donkeys. Astaghfirullah. Allahumma fazna. How much more dua are we going to meet? Take out sadaqah to save the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we are one ummah, we're going to be accountable on the day of Qiyamah. If you knew my ummati was suffering pain, what did you do to alleviate the pain? So Allah accept the hujjaj that they're coming. Seek dua and maghfirat from them. Welcome them before they come home. And tell them, make dua and maghfirat. Some say 40 days, some say for 4 months. But al-hajjul mabroor, laysa lahu jazaun illa al-jannah. The reward is jannah. There should be a massive change in their life. Not only physical change they come with. Spiritual change. The taqwa they say, they make dua for. That Allah consciousness, that fafirru ilallah, they left everything and went for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come back rejuvenated with that taqwa, with that iman, and with that strong power that they can influence others. Imagine the 2 million now going. So many million are from local, and the others from other countries. If they go and work on one person, bring back to salah, bring back the ummah on sirat al-mustaqim, what will happen to the ummah next year, inshallah? Take the message of Arafat. This is my simple talk today. Bring back the message of Arafat. I am an ambassador of the Quran. I am the ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am the vicegerent Khalifa of Allah on earth. And I have to be obedient to Allah. Perform my daily salah. Make zikr, make tilawat. Be good and kind and courteous to family, neighbors and everybody. And be part of the ummah. One person, an individual may cause harm. It can affect the entire ummah. So this is my humble plea that we meet the hujjaj that have gone from Durban, from all over the world. Greet them, take dua from them. Those who are still there, request them for duas. Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa laman istaghfara lahu al hajj. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu says that the message that came from Arafat, the dua maghfirat of the haji, and the message of the hujjaj that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, take the work of amal bi ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, to the entire corners of the work. It is an amanat given to us. Allah Ta'ala, let us learn this responsibility. And secondly, we have qurbani, udhiyya. We made qurbani for the pleasure of Allah. Every ibadat should be for instilling taqwa in us, Allah consciousness. We sacrifice those animals. How much did we sacrifice our nafs? Take the lesson of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Many stories. An entire surah is written in the Qur'an Kareem. Qurbani upon qurbani. That is why it is said, jitni qurbani utni Allah ki meherbani. It's not only once a year the qurbani. Qurbani of time, qurbani of wealth, qurbani of your jaan. I was reading the story of one sahabi radiallahu tanu. If he had to ask a question, what did you do, O people of Durban and South Africa, for the deen? I gave my eye, I gave my hand, we made our children orphans, we gave up Makkah for the deen of Islam. What did we do on the day of Qiyamah if he has to question us in the court of Allah? What will he answer? Brothers, big responsibility. This Qurbani is a training lesson. total submission to the will of Allah. That is why, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Our living, our dying is for Allah. Not to please people, but to please Allah, Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the qurbani of every person who perform with here throughout the world. Allah give us more, Allah give us barakah in our maal, jaan, everything. But most importantly is that qurbani must bring us qurb to Allah, qareeb to Allah. Even if we are far away, we haven't been for hajj. A sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't have the means to go for hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say a little while after fajr salat with jamaat, make some tilawat, make some zikr in the place where you are sitting if the sister's at home. The same hadith applies. And he said, after sunrise 15 minutes, read 2 rakat salatul ishraq, you'll get the sawab of one accepted hajj and umrah. Subhanallah. Doesn't mean you don't have to go for hajj. That is farz. 2 rakats namaz after salatul of the sunrise ishraq, you're getting sawab of umrah and hajj in Durban. Once we were with our Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with nur. He was discussing the same thing. He said that maa-baap ko dekhne se hajj ka sawab milta hai. Looking at your parents, it comes in a hadith with love and muhabbat. You get the sawab of an accepted hajj. Biwi ko dekhne se kya milta hai? When you're looking at your wife, you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah instills mawaddat and muhabbat and compassion and love. Ustad ko dekhne se kya milta hai? Ilm ka noor aur darya berta hai. He said, when you look at your ustad, the person who taught you deen, with love and respect, the noor of that knowledge is transferred from to heart to heart. He said, lekin sheikh ke dekhne se kya milta hai? Allah milta hai. When you look at your mentor, your sheikh, your murshid, it gets you closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is mentioned, inna li kulli shayin ma'danun wa ma'danu taqwa qulubul arifin. Sit in the company of the mashayikh, wherever they're having majalis. Sit and join with them. Become like them. Emulate them. And you see their du'as coming from heart to heart. This was the message that Sahaba were given at Arafat. They went, what they had little obtained from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, transformed their life, and wherever they went, the ummah changed, subhanallah. Now the ummah has to come back to basics. So I spoke about the returning hajj. I spoke about the qurbani. I want to end off with a short dua from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many du'as are mentioned. But Allahumma a'inna bil-ilm. A sahabi said, oh Nabi of Allah, teach me a du'a. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma a'inna bil-ilm. Oh Allah, bestow me with knowledge. Oh Allah, bestow me with knowledge. We have to learn every day one masla of deen. What affects us in business? What affects us in family? What affects us in our life? Learn the masail from the ulama. وَزَيِّنَّا بِالْحِلْمِ. And grant me, adorn me with wisdom. وَأَكْرِمْنَا بِالتَّقْوَى. And make me an embodiment of taqwa, Allah consciousness all the time. وَجَمِّلْنَا بِالْعَافِيَةِ. And grant me afiyat, salamati, comfort, O Allah, with your mercy. Learn this dua, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. For the entire ummah, all those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. All those suffering pains and sorrows, Allah remove the pains and sorrows. Whether in hospitals, whether in rehabs, whether in the prisons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite them with their family members. Allah assist the mujahideen. Allah liberate Masjidul Aqsa. Allah remove the difficulties of our brothers and sisters in Syria, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in so many other countries. Allah return the hujjaj safely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring a change in the entire ummah because of the du'as of Arafat. And Allah make it a means for those who have not been for hajj, inshallah, that Allah take them to see the Mubarak lands. Allah give us death in Madinah Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this du'a. Allahumma Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala made this du'a. Allahumma arzuqna hajj baytika al-haram wa ziyarata qabra nabiyika alayhi afzalu salati wa salam. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik wa amitna fi baladi habibika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make this du'a for all of us. Allah Paak, give us death in Madina Tayyiba. Give us death on the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and burial in Jannatul Baqi. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.